Located in the Cape Horn Archipelago, the subantarctic region of Chile is the southernmost part of the Americas, before Antarctica itself. It's one of the very few untouched areas on Earth, with 2% land, 98% pristine water, and pre-industrial revolution air to breathe.
This is kind of a Jurassic Park, but a real Jurassic Park that has survived the impact of modernity. So Chile offers to the world this kind of natural laboratories.
Scientists here are studying climate change and global warming. Peat moss captures more greenhouse gases than all other vegetation combined. So on this enormous peat bog, climate change expert Frederick Talasso has installed sophisticated instruments that measure how wind, temperature, ultraviolet light, among other factors, impact it.
The Eddy Covariance Tower gives us the total flux of CO2 or methane that is emitted or captured by the ecosystems. That would allow us to predict what could happen with the peatlands in the future.
These dead trees are the work of beavers who have no natural predators in this part of the world. They swam here from neighboring southern Argentina, where they were first brought for the fur industry, and where they've already caused massive destruction. Satellite imagery reveals that there are at least 36,000 beaver dams, like the one you see here, on this Cape Horn island alone. That deprives trees and plants of oxygen, which in turn rots the sediment below and turns into methane. Emissions of that greenhouse gas in this area have increased by 5 to 10-fold. What can be done? In the province's capital, Puerto Williams, we were invited to the inaugural global conference of the Cape Horn International Center, or CHIC. It's an ambitious initiative by the Chilean government and the University of Magallanes to identify, predict, and mitigate environmental changes. Geophysicist Matias Troncoso has just come back from installing a meteorological station on remote Horn Island that provides critical scientific data via satellite in real time.
Antarctica on its own is regulating the global warming and climate changes that we are witnessing, so whatever happens there will impact the entire world without exception.
If some researchers are right, that this subantarctic region is a precursor of what the South Pole may soon become, scientists will need all the information they can get. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Navarino Island, Chile.